The Camp Cougars are gearing up for postseason action after a successful 12-8 regular season and a 7-5 Rolling Valley Conference record. Camp was able to play against some top teams throughout the regular season and featured some close losses and big wins along the way. Head coach Drew Tickner is looking for his boys to be able to carry their regular season success into postseason play.
I think at times we played really well overall. I think happy with how we played this season. We played a lot of competitive baseball and made a lot of improvements throughout the season. So hopefully Saturday here we can keep putting all those things together.
One aspect that the Cougars have kept together is at the plate. The Cougars have averaged .354 as a team, with every player in the starting lineup batting over .300 this season. Camp's top three hitters this season include Jack Fulman batting .433, Braden Chester at .420, and even Chase Speaker at .397, who have all continued to push the tempo and put wins on the board.
I think just getting a lot of cuts in, whether it's at practice or a little bit of preseason that you get, we can do, but then they're just seeing the ball well, I think. So that's definitely helped. Then I think a little bit of experience and time at the plate, whether that be last year or leading into this year, things like that has helped a lot too.
While they've seen success at the plate, the Cougars have also seen success in the mound with a team 3.89 ERA and a 1.77 WHIP. Coach Tickner is looking for not just one, but all of his pitchers to have an impact this postseason.
I think we're kind of a team that any of them could go at any time. Both the Paulson brothers, Lucas James, Chase, Speaker, a couple freshmen, Carson and Caden, have thrown a little bit for us. I think that at any time you could see any of those kids. So we've got some that we're probably going to lean on a little heavier in the postseason, but I think all of them will be ready to go if I need them.
Camp has played against some high-caliber teams this season. Just a few weeks ago, the Cougars lost to Coon Rapids Baird 6-5, and a few days before, fought a close competition against Woodbine. They've continued to compete against some top talent in the state, but now just need to close out those games against the top talent to jump up as a fierce competitor.
Yeah, I think that's a confidence booster for us. At times, we've hit good pitching pretty well, and sometimes we struggle, but I think that's every baseball team night in and night out. It's good for our boys to see that we can play with high-level teams. And I think we can be a high level team if we're kind of firing on all cylinders. So that's definitely encouraging to see for us headed into the postseason.
In postseason play, the Cougars are set to take on the Riverside Bulldogs, a team that they have not faced off against since 2022, where Camp won 15-2. This season, Riverside has been struggling at the plate with a .251 team batting average and a 6.24 team ERA. The Bulldogs have had to face off against some of the toughest competition in Southwest Iowa while facing off against teams like Underwood, Logan Magnolia, and even Tri-Center, who have been either state-ranked or an honorable mention almost all season.
Yeah, they play in a good conference. There's a lot of good baseball teams in that conference. So they've played a lot of high-level baseball, and I'm sure they'll be ready to play. So I think as far as an approach to them, we can just keep it how we've had it all year. Just controlling what we can control, and then going from there. So I think the boys will be ready to go.
Campbell hosts Riverside tomorrow, July 6th, for the first round of postseason action, which starts at 7 p.m. KSOM 96.5 will be live for that broadcast, with a pregame show starting at 6:45 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.